my place in tech changes every day. But I don't fear the future, because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts, so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here, early. Right now at Wayfair, get up to 70% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, holiday decor, and way more. Now is the time to score big, from seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, with Wayfair, enjoy fast and easy shipping, with delivery and time for the holidays. Save up to 70% off early Black Friday deals. Shop now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey, babe.
It's Aisha. Christina. Nice to meet you.
This is Quality Queen Control.
What is happening?
Hello, angels. Welcome back to another podcast episode. So firstly, yeah, today is definitely a Tuesday, and I ultimately have decided that I would rather post my podcast or upload my podcast on Tuesdays, just because Mondays are hectic. And I don't know if it's just for me, but Mondays are very, very hectic. Yeah. And so being that Mondays are very hectic for me, it makes more sense for me to just upload them on a Tuesday. And before we jump any further into this episode, I want to mention to you guys that I have been loving talking to you guys so much. As you guys know, you can find me on Wizio, and on there, I now do live phone call consultations. That has so far been the best selling service that I have, which also is my favorite. I'm not going to lie, because I just love interacting with you guys in person. So that will be in the description of this, or even if you head to my Instagram at the Aisha Christina, you will find a tab there that says need advice. Or even if you watch any of my videos, it is in the description box on my more recent videos. So be sure to definitely check that out, because the stories that you guys tell me are so juicy. I don't even know what to do with myself. Genuinely, I really don't. And it's times like that where I interact with you guys that I realize how much I love my job. I love what I do. I love listening to you guys' stories. It's just so juicy. And it's just like, wow, like I really get to know everything. It's kind of fun. I'm not even going to lie to you guys. But today's episode is kind of going to be a very chill sort of rant and just a discussion about pretty much what has been on my mind. So number one, I don't know if it's just me, but seasonal depression is a definite real thing. And I'm not saying that I have that, but I definitely know that that's something that I definitely used to suffer from, especially when I was in college. It was really bad, specifically during the months of October to December. It was bad. I'm talking, I did not even want to get out of bed. I did not obviously want to go to class because I couldn't get out of bed. I was extra tired, very, very unmotivated, and literally for next to no reason. And I'm finding that the weather does greatly affect how my moods are. I don't even want to say the weather. I want to say the sunlight. Because I don't want to live in a all warm climate. I like the versatility of having, you know, different outfits and fall, which is everyone's favorite season. I just love mixing it up, and I love the versatility of how the weather is, especially on the East Coast. However, it's just when it comes to what daylight savings was like a couple weeks ago, and getting darker sooner definitely has impacted my mood. Yeah, it just has definitely impacted how I feel. And I'm finding that even though I still am productive, which I'm super grateful for, because at one point I definitely was not as scheduled and productive as I am now. It's just I'm still working on finding a schedule that works for me and figuring out how I can go about making my life as organized as possible. And it just, I don't know. It's all a work in progress. I'm sure somebody can relate to this, but it's just like, especially right now on the East Coast, it's been gray for, I want to say the past 2 weeks. Maybe we'll get one day of like extreme sunshine, which is beautiful. But it also is now, I know this next coming week, we are looking at extreme cold temperatures, which again is fine. It's just this gray sky that is killing me. And I guess if there is a positive, it's not, I guess, there definitely is a positive. And the positive is that I still am able to consistently wake up early, which guys, all right, if you guys can relate to this, it's just for me, waking up early has always been a struggle, not because I'm not a morning person, but because it is so difficult for me to wake up and not be debilitatingly tired. I mean, genuinely, I could not wake up. And so I used to think to myself, wait, is everyone that wakes up early really tired and they wake up anyway? Because the way that I would feel would be, again, like the best word to use is debilitatingly tired. So I'm going to tell you guys basically what happened, how I started doing this is one random day, literally, I want to say like a month ago, I got really sleepy around 9 p.m. And ever since then, I have been waking up early, like 7, 8 a.m. That's early for me. I know that's not super early for a lot of people, but for me, that's early. And I wasn't tired. Now, here and there, I'll be, now it's like, what, 3 weeks later that I've been doing this consistently, I will be a little sleepy, but not debilitatingly to the point where I genuinely feel like I cannot wake up. Like, I need to sleep till like 10 a.m. You understand what I'm saying? And so now I'm definitely more productive and it puts me on a schedule. Now, what also puts me on a schedule is working out. This whole episode is just going to be about, like I said, a bunch of different things, but also just what I've been doing in the meantime to get through every day. So in a way, it's like I'm externally processing this with you guys, because honestly, these podcasts have been so therapeutic for me. And I think, you know, when I took a break from it, I didn't realize how effective that it definitely is for me. Like, I don't know about you guys. I don't know about you listening to this right now, but it just feels like I'm having a conversation with a friend, and I can externally process these things and just, I don't know, I really, really like it. And especially now that I'm way more comfortable with the podcast, I can actually sit and talk just with nothing. Like, I don't have to jot down notes or anything like that. Unless if it's obviously something that I really, really want to address, then I'll jot it down. But for the most part, these last two episodes, I feel this like extreme, you know, freedom and fluidity, and I'm able to genuinely just have a conversation as though I'm genuinely talking to a friend. So I hope that translates in this and that you feel like you're just genuinely hanging out with me. What are you doing right now? Are you driving to work? I mean, I don't know if everyone is still working from home. I work from home all the time, so it is no difference to me or for me. I mean, if you are working from home, are you clocking in? Like, what are you doing right now? I'm genuinely curious. But in the meantime, whether that's putting on your makeup or whatever you're doing, or just getting your morning started or your day started or taking a break from work, whatever it is, I just hope you find comfort and that this could be a little escape for you during the day. I love watching people just live their lives. Like, I genuinely find people fascinating. I like learning about them inside and out. I want to know what your morning routine is like. I want to know if you had a difficult week and what you did to overcome it. I want to know if you were not able to overcome it. I just want to know everything. I'm just a very curious person, and I love interacting with people. I love people. And so back to what I was saying in regards to how I was feeling and how I've been feeling. So yes, now I have been able to wake up early and not be super tired, which is, chef's kiss. Mwah. Like, I genuinely love mornings. And it was just such a weird feeling to be a morning person, but
literally incapable of waking up in the morning. I mean, it's kind of just like being a perfectionist, but also procrastinating. I mean, I don't know. I think it just honestly goes hand in hand. But I just, I love talking to you guys so much. Like, it literally, I could do this for hours, but I'm not going to do that because I definitely have to get on with my day. So I started working out with my brother. My brother and I are extremely close. I mean, we're basically Irish twins. So I'm only a year and 3 months older than my brother is. And which I personally really loved. I have always loved the fact that my brother and I were so close in age because I don't know, like, no offense to anyone else, but I've always felt bad for people that or siblings that have a really significant age difference from their other sibling, because you kind of just feel so, you're in such different life arenas. My brother is always literally behind me. Like, I really love that. I love that personally, you know? So yeah, he definitely is a go-getter. He is very determined with everything that he does. So even in ways that I lack or whatever, like, it's nice to have my brother there to be like, okay, we're going to training. And my brother, one thing about my brother is he will show up. And that's what I love about him the most. He's very reliable and hardworking. And so for me, where I tend to be very lax, we complement each other in ways that helps the other. So he's extremely consistent and determined and things like that. And those are areas where I tend to struggle with, to be honest, because I am way more lax in how I go about certain things, but I also still am extremely ambitious. So I don't know, it's just a weird combination, but yeah, that definitely has helped me. So I'm usually up, I work out literally pretty much every day. If you guys follow me on Instagram, which you totally should, you would have known that I got my hair straightened. I had to cut it. It sucked. I cried. I also posted a picture of me crying because I am weird and I don't even know what else to say. No shame in my game. And yeah, I cut off about 4 inches. I was under the impression that my hair was super healthy, to be honest, because my hair was pretty long. I mean, to the point where I was pretty sure that I was going to be at waist length by next year. I still, weirdly enough, think that I can, despite that my hair is now, I want to say it is like right at the crevice of my armpit, if that makes sense. Like, it's kind of, it's armpit length, basically. So all these activities and things that I've been doing, which mainly around working out especially, really puts me in a routine, okay? And it does absolutely help with my moods, okay? I'm telling you, even my brother just started getting into fitness. I've been into fitness since I was like 20. I became vegan when I was 20 years old. So I've been vegan now for 6 years. And I naturally adopted this life like by myself, like on my own. I became like this. And I personally really love being vegan. I always have loved being vegan since I was 11 years old. I read this book called, and excuse my French, but it was called like Skinny Bitch. And it was a very, very good book. I now know that I'm pretty sure it's like a pro-vegan book, if that's even the correct term. But I really, really love that book. And I knew at 11 years old, like, I was like, when I grow up, I'm going to be a vegan. And I didn't know what it was, especially because veganism is still something that, especially now with all the meat substitutes and just making it more appealing to the masses, we've come a long way. When I first went vegan, it was very niche, like in the different types of vegan you were. There were like high carb, low fat, low carb, high fat. There was like all raw vegan. It was very, very simple. And then there were people that would eat like extreme large quantity of foods and like say that they lost weight and that worked for them. But me in the beginning, when I was trying to lose weight, that really didn't help me. And I'm going to tell you guys a little secret. The reason why I became vegan was not because of only my health. It was mainly because at the time I loved to eat. I wouldn't say now I love to eat anymore just because I've put in so many years of work to not feel like I love food because, you know, I don't want my life to revolve around food. When I first started this whole journey, I only did it because I felt like I could eat more food. And because the diet of being whole food plant-based is a lot of vegetables and things like that, I was like, okay, well, if I could eat more food and lose weight, like, why would I not want to do that? So that was originally why I became vegan, because I honestly just wanted to eat more. And eating the standard American diet of counting calories and like eating, I don't know, like 3 ounces of chicken. I don't know if that's a lot or not. Like, I haven't eaten meat in so long. It doesn't work for me. Consuming dairy, everything, it's impossible for me to lose weight that way. It doesn't matter what I've done. I've had trainers, I've counted the calories, I've done nutrition plans, and it's like no matter what I did, I still couldn't lose the weight. Anyways, luckily now, you know, it's been definitely a couple years, so I definitely am able to figure that out. I mean, I have gained weight, lost it, gained it back, lost it, maintained it, you name it, I've done it. And speaking of that, while we're on that subject right now, I'm still, you know, trying to get in shape and lose some of this quarantine weight, because it may not look like it, but I definitely have put on a couple of pounds. I guess I just didn't realize that before I was super, super small. So me putting on 10, 15 pounds maybe isn't that noticeable, but it definitely is for me in terms of my agility and just how I feel. Definitely at one point I felt like I was overheating and stuff, and I'm very used to feeling super light and agile, and I just felt very tired and just so sluggish, and I was just tired of feeling super stuffed and overstuffing myself and kind of going down that sort of negative cycle again. And that usually symbolizes a bigger picture of eating your feelings. And, you know, and the last thing you want to do when you're constantly doing something that you know you shouldn't be doing, it makes you not want to do what you're supposed to do even more. Like, there has to be like a tipping point, unfortunately, for us as human beings, where we're just like, okay, yeah, I've taken it a little too far. Let me reel it on back in. So now at this point, I'm able to not take it super duper far before I reel it in. But yeah, that's where I'm currently at right now in terms of what I'm doing on a day-to-day basis. Now, I do work out every single day, pretty much, because at this point, I am finding that I'm not in a race to like lose a certain amount of pounds or anything. I am genuinely, for once, enjoying how working out makes me feel, how it benefits my body genuinely. I'm not doing it only because I want to, you know, look a little more fit and things like that. Of course, that's a part of it because aesthetics, duh, but I genuinely am not in a race like, oh, I need to lose 10 pounds in the next, you know, 3 weeks or something. Like, it's not one of those things. So it allows me to genuinely be present and focus on how working out makes me feel. And that's why I want to do it. Because I was talking to my brother about this yesterday. If you think about it, when you are doing something that you shouldn't be doing, let's say that's eating junk food. You eat junk food every single day a lot of the times when you are eating junk food. So why not work out every day? It's so funny because people think that working out every day or whatever may be extreme, but it's like people do other things that don't contribute to much of anything. There's no benefit for it every single day. So why would that be something that sounds crazy? So I just thought that was interesting to think about that thought, because it's very, very true. Of course, if I need a break or something like that, I'm not going to force myself, because that doesn't make sense to me. I really am about what flows, but having a balance and knowing that there will be times where I may not feel like it and I do need to push myself. There's a difference between like actually needing a break and just taking a break just because, I don't want to go, you know? And I now have been consistent with working out to the point where I genuinely do not want to not work out, because you never regret working out ever. You may not want to get up. You may not want to show up, but I promise you, once you show up and you're there, you're never going to regret actually going through with it. It's just, it's not a thing. And it's just very fun now to just see the progress of my body without the pressure. And it does also help when, you know, the fact that my brother and I are on this journey together. So if you need an accountability partner or something like that, it definitely does help and motivate you, as opposed to you just completely doing it by yourself. So yeah, guys, like I am really just working on my everything, my health and physically, spiritually, emotionally, just checking in. And I kind of just want to see what you guys are up to right now, like checking in on what is your mental health like right now? What is going on with you? Do you feel like the weather affects you? Do you feel like, you know, certain seasons you get in certain, you know, moods? What is going on? Because I know that I definitely cannot be the only one. And definitely in quarantine, I know a lot of us have maybe put on some weight, you know, whatever the case is. But like I said, and I still stand by this, like I think the quarantine was an absolute blessing because it really slowed down life and it really put things into perspective where it was just like, things that we swore up and down were so important that we had to get done. We had to do this. We had to do that. Had to be put on hold. And I'm so glad because it really just allowed me to relax and just take a breather and just be. And I think a lot of us definitely needed that. And a lot of us also, you know, dove into our passions and discovered new things that we enjoy. And I think it's so important to do that. All in all, life is really just about finding a balance. The more older that I become and the wiser that I become, I get overwhelmed when I think about, oh my gosh, like, how am I going to do this? Like, how am I going to, you know, be able to buy a house, you know, one day soon? And just like, how does that work? Like, how do you do this? How do you do that? And I think we just get so wrapped up in it when we don't realize that we are actually doing it. Like at one point, think about it. If you are a driver, at one point driving and just not having to like always look around you every 5 seconds, like being scared of driving on the highway and just being paranoid of those things. At one point, that was a thing. At one point, you had to worry about passing your permit test so that you could even get on the road. You know, this is all just life. It's life. And you really do end up figuring it out. And because I am a planner, I do get anxious and overwhelmed because it's just like, oh, like how is this going to happen? And when I think about it in retrospect, I feel so grateful that I have the platform that I have because I don't know what I would do without you guys. I really don't know. If what I wanted didn't work for me, I don't know what I would have done. And that's why I feel so blessed. And I owe it to myself and to you guys, I feel like, to, you know, make sure that I'm definitely prioritizing this because I've been gifted with this from God. And it's just really incredible to be able to have such amazing friends and my family and my career. And it really is a beautiful thing. And that's why I'm always expressing my gratitude to you guys, because really without you guys, I wouldn't be where I am at all. And I'm not even where I want to be fully yet. And I'm not even really close to it, but it's just, I'm learning now to be present in the small things because I wouldn't want to live any other life. And every time I look back and I'm concerned about this, or I was concerned about that, where I am right now, I remember a time where I wished that I could post something on Instagram and people would actually answer, or I wish that I could, you know, have people commenting and stuff like that. Like it's so incredible to have the interaction that I have with, you know, you guys. And I really wouldn't want to be any other person in this entire earth. Like I love my life. I love my platform. I love my job. I love it. And I love life. And no matter how difficult things may be in our everyday lives, because I think as an influencer, people really do think that you have a perfect life, but really we are just regular human beings that have more of a platform, where we have a platform, period. And we want to, in our own way, make the world a better place in the way that we want to, right? So on my channel, whether that's through dating advice, personal development advice, and just honestly being transparent and sharing with you guys where I am currently, like in this podcast, that's something that helps me. And I want genuinely you guys to listen to my podcast and watch my videos and feel like it's an escape. And You know, like, I don't know, maybe in the future one day, like, I'll open up another channel because I don't know if I've ever mentioned this before, but if I haven't, well, now you know that once I hit 500K on my main channel, I'm more than likely going to open up another channel for fitness because that's something that is as equally as important to me and something that I am definitely passionate about. And maybe I'll incorporate even some vlogs on there. I never thought that I would be a vlogger, to be honest, but I realized that I genuinely love watching people's lives. And so it's like, why wouldn't I kind of want to share a little bit of mine, you know? But we'll see, because it definitely is very difficult being a vlogger. And that's a lot of maintenance, you know, between my own main channel and then also having a separate channel where I'm posting completely different content, but it'll all work itself out. And I just really want to encourage you guys to just understand that life happens. And sometimes when it rains, it pours. Your moods will go up and down. Your motivation will go up and down. Sometimes we just have to surrender to the process and you learn as you go. There is no definite answer of yes, like do this and this is exactly what's going to be able to happen for you all the time. And it sucks because it's human nature that we always want answers. But if we don't get them, and the wiser that you become and you learn that you may not always get the answers that you're seeking, you know, it does get a little bit easier to just surrender to the process and just live your life. And the best thing that I think I have learned in my life is to just be gracious and compassionate. And in turn, hopefully other people will be inspired by that and they will do the same thing to people in their lives. And that's how you become a positive influence in your life. And when I think about being an influencer, of course, it is a lot of pressure to be an influencer, but because people, they do idolize you. They do, you know, it's normal. This is just what comes with the territory, but we are still human beings and human beings do make mistakes. And as much as we can try genuinely not to, I just want my space, my platform, my subscribers, my community to be a place where we are very compassionate and understanding of everyone's journey and where they are in their lives, and to be gentle with ourselves and not be so hard on ourselves. And I know it's way easier said than done. Trust me, I know. And there are days, like a couple days ago, I feel like October was a super amazing month for me. Like it was really, really good. And then the first 2 weeks of November, I felt like I was drowning. Like I literally felt like I was drowning. Like I'm also working on another business venture on the side that I will mention probably in the future. And that takes up so much of my time too. So I'm having to reroute how I'm going about filming and my podcasts and things like that. And they're great problems to have. But of course, there are times where I get in my own head and I'm just like, oh, you were so productive last week. And this week you didn't have time to do this, this, and this. And things like that. It's just, it does get loud. It does feel like a lot at times, but I still feel like I'm just so grateful because at the end of the day, I could have nothing to do, genuinely be bored, you know, hate my job and things like that. And I'm not like I'm, you know, frustrated because things may not always go according to my timeline or I may not be able to fit everything that I want to into my day, but I'm grateful that these are the things that I have on my plate, you know? So I just want to encourage you guys to just take it easy and just understand that, you know, things come and go. You're going to have days where you just feel like literally doing nothing. And if the only thing you do that day is just a workout, good for you, because that's progress. Because the old me, if like my non-productive days were, I mean, like literally, I did literally next to nothing, like literally just barely wanted to even get out of bed to get food. I just ate and stayed in bed all day long. Like I'm not exaggerating. Probably binging on some Netflix show. And now it's like my days that are not as productive, like I'm at least getting a workout in. I am probably answering a couple emails here and there. And it's just a very low impact, if I can use that word, for lack of a better word, type of day for me. And I just have grace with myself. And I'm like, you know what? The next day is going to be better. And also, I realize that for myself, I write down things as soon as I think of them. Because if I don't, it will not get done, period. I'm not that type of person that can just retain a bunch of information in my head. I get very overwhelmed when I have to retain information in my head alone. They need to exist externally, whether that's in my notes, whether that's me writing them down. And I'm also the type of person where I write down things pretty much in three different places. So I have a calendar, dry erase board in my room. I also have a actual physical planner. And then I also utilize the notes on my phone. And I use all three of these things literally on a consistent basis. And I found that it was interestingly enough that these first 2 weeks of November that I felt like I was the least productive in the way that I would have wanted were the days that I barely wrote down what it was that I was supposed to do. So now I've learned quickly, just from even doing that accidental experiment, that, oh, when I write things down, I actually get them done. Like, I really am that type of person. And I find gratification in checking it off, or even if I'm not able to do it, like, boom, bumping it over to the next day. I need a visual to see what it is that I'm anticipating on doing, and I enjoy crossing it off. So if that is any consolation to you guys, I really encourage you to write things down and just make sure that you're able to get a couple of things crossed off your list. And before, I used to write lists that were like 10 different things in a day, and you get upset if you're not able to do those 10 things. But if you write down maybe like three to five things and you complete majority of them, then you'll be fine. I'm now used to doing this to the point where if I genuinely do not complete every single thing on my list for that day, it doesn't bother me as much as it used to. Like before, it was like, oh, I failed. Like, I'm, you know, it was just that all or nothing sort of mentality. But now that I have more balance and understanding, you know, of life and that things happen, I'm definitely a lot more gracious with myself. So yeah, angels, that is the end of this podcast. I just wanted to do a little check-in with you guys and just to see how you guys are feeling and just so you guys get feedback on what's been going on in my head. And I just hope that this helped you just escape even for a little bit today. And now you guys know new podcast episodes will be on Tuesdays, which I will also be announcing on my channel as well. Stay tuned, guys, because I definitely have amazing content that I'm going to be posting on my channel. And do not forget that if you want to have a personal consult with me, be sure to check out Wizio. You can access that information via my Instagram, my YouTube description box, as well as on here in the description as well. So I love you, angels. I will see you guys in my next episode. Mwah.